Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. The hour just goes by so fast. I have so much fun talking to these smart people, our brain trust members, like our good friend Don Fotopoulos. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame, and Don's helping us understand the importance of cash and the relationship to cash and profit and why profit. Cash is your blood and the sustainability of your business long term, the muscle and the skeleton of your business. That's the profit, and all that begins with pricing, doesn't it, Don?
You bet it begins with pricing. So let's understand what pricing really is. First of all, I have to tell you, Jim, it's very funny. I did a survey among 5,000 business owners over a period of about 5 years because I was panel moderating for the New York Times Small Business Summit Conference. Asked them all, I said, how do you decide what you're going to charge for something? And at the end of the day, what people were basically doing was sticking their finger in the wind and going, here's a gold charge.
Yeah.
You know, they had absolutely no comprehension of what a price really is. And a price should be a reflection of value. And I know that sounds really airy-fairy, but there are basically three benchmarks for pricing, okay? And I teach this in my Small Business Made Easy course, and I teach this in workshops. Okay, three benchmarks for pricing. The lowest benchmark, the absolute minimum you should be charging, is the cost that that you're paying, right, the cost to you plus a premium of 45%. So if it costs you $100, you should be charging $145 for whatever that is at a minimum. And if you can't get that in the marketplace, you're either talking to the wrong audience, you're not adding enough value, you're not differentiated, whatever the story is, but your minimum clearing price has to be $145. So every time you ring the cash register, you pocket $45 in gross profit. Otherwise, you can't afford to pay your operating expenses. Okay, that's cost plus. So that's your minimum clearing price. Your sort of mid-range price.
Do you think most people don't understand the way to calculate margin?
Yeah, they have.
Isn't that a big problem with people who they think they're doing a profit calculation, a gross profit calculation, when really what they're doing is they're marking up. They're not creating margin. There's a difference, isn't there?
There is a difference, and the markup is actually higher than the margin because the margin's coming down from revenues. Markup is coming up from cost.
When I think of multiplication, and that won't get you as much. That won't get you as much profit as margin. Margin that you divide for margin, right?
Yes.
And so by dividing your percentage, you get a higher profit. And what that does, though, is that creates a higher price, which people are afraid of.
They're afraid. So
and that's the reason I come back to where if you can't get that price, if you don't have the ability or the guts to go get that price, lock up. Lock the door down.
Well, but that's right. But you got to test it first. So before you assume nobody's going to pay for it, test it. Don't read your price on everything, but go out to the marketplace and test it. And oh, by the way, the single most important thing that we can do to improve the value that we're offering is after sales servicing. Everybody spends all their money and time bringing everybody in the door. And after they come in the door, they forget about them and they don't nurture the relationship. Nurturing the relationship after the sale is the single most important and profitable activity you can do. Because
and that's how you justify. That's how you justify your price.
Absolutely.
And if you can't sell that, lock up.
Yeah, that's right. And here's the deal, Jim. Repeat purchases will always be more profitable than first-time purchases. So you should be shooting for a smaller client base that's loyal instead of a big client base that buys from you one time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's going to be a far more profitable model.
Hey, Don, I got about 45 seconds left. I want you to tell us about your new offering.
Oh, I'm so excited. It's called the Hidden Profit Academy, and there's a course on there. This is a training portal. There's a course on there called Small Business Made Easy, and I took my book, Accounting for the Number Phobic, and I put it in video format. So now everybody who doesn't read books can get access to the
and
content.
Can they find it at your main, what's the website for it?
Yeah, HiddenProfitAcademy.com.
.com. All right.
HiddenProfitAcademy.com.
So check it out. Hey, Don, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
I'll do it, Jim. Thanks.
Don Fotopoulos, ladies and gentlemen. We always get smarter when Don joined us, and so we did today. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.